I'm here with another episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. We are discussing season 3 of Alex Rider. If you are as surprised as I am, join the club, get on the train, because when that notification of a new season popped up on my phone, I literally looked at it and I was like, Alex Rider. What is Alex Rider? It took me a minute to figure out what the heck the show was. And so then I had to click on it and I'm like looking at the episodes and I'm like, oh my gosh, Alex Rider. I forgot about this show. I literally forgot about this show. And you want to know why I forgot about this show? Because the last season was in 2021. So season 1, season 2 dropped pretty quickly after each other. So season 1 was in 2020, season 2 was in 2021. And then we haven't had anything. It's now 2024. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, here you go. Here's season 3. And also it's the final season. So I'm not sure what caused that gap, as big of a gap as it caused for Alex Rider. I tried to do a little bit of digging, and I wasn't really finding a reason why. So if anyone knows that, please let me know. But we got season 3, so that's what we're going to discuss, and there are going to be spoilers. So we pretty much jump right back in, and of course I had to watch the whole recap because it's been 2 years since we last saw what was going on with these kids. But we essentially jump back in after, so the kids are in Malta. And the whole time, I'm like, did we do a time jump? Is this supposed to be immediately after the second season? Granted, they do look quite a bit older. Like, you can see the transition of time has happened for them physically. But no, they are still like 17 years old in this, which is fine. And so they're in Malta because the last time we saw them, Yesin, we thought, was dying. And he told Alex, like, there's more to the story. I'm summarizing. There's essentially more to the story. You need to find the widow. That's the person who has all the answers for you because his father, it involves his father because we know his father died and we saw his uncle get killed by Yesin in an earlier season, I think season 1. And so Alex had been working. I'm kind of giving y'all know I don't like to do a recap, but I'm kind of giving a recap because I'm also trying to ground myself in where we are. And so Alex had been working sporadically with the government. We know that Mrs. Jones had tried to recruit him and then, or recruited him, or not really recruited him. First season, I honestly don't remember. But second season, he had his own little mission. And then it kind of was like, okay, he doesn't really work for the government anymore. Like, go be a kid. But he was on his own secret mission. So these kids are out in Malta causing havoc, just getting themselves in situations that are just like, oh my gosh. So when we see, because all, long story short, because we all watched it, that's why you're here. But we see Alex trying to figure out, like, what's going on? Widow has to connect to his father because he's just like, there's no way that my father was this bad person. And he's essentially, and we're using like the idea of good, the idea of bad. He's essentially like a good person. He wants to make the right choices. His uncle presumably was on the right side of things. So there's no way that his father presumably was on the wrong side of things. And so this whole season was about pretty much questioning everything we've known about Alex in the department. Have I been calling him the government this whole time? In the department, and pretty much being like, okay, wait, who's telling the truth, who's not? Because then we're introduced to Mrs. Rothman, who's the widow, and she's a very interesting character, very like shadowy, evil, willing to wipe out whole swaths of people for her own sole purpose. Because come to find out, the whole reason why she wanted to use this new weapon, if you will, invisible sword, was for purely selfish reasons. And we're thinking the whole time, they got us believing that her selfish reason is because they killed Alex's father, and she wanted to get revenge on the apartment because they did that. But no. It goes even more deeper than that. She, because to the point where, and sometimes I struggle with storylines where like grown adults are out to kill kids or even are okay with murdering a kid. Like there's just no separation for them. And the people who are part of, what's this organization called? You all know I have my notes, so I'm trying to see if it will jump out at me pretty quickly before Scorpia. Scorpia is pretty ruthless anyway. But when we find out, one, we're not even going to talk about, what was his name? Nate, the super hardcore Scorpia. Are they still agents? I guess. Scorpia guy who just was out here putting kids in chokeholds and was literally ready to murder Alex, a 17-year-old. Like, I can't even comprehend. But then you got, once you find out the whole, like, long game that, what's her name? Mrs. Rothman had been playing, and then we find out that she essentially, her whole point of doing all this, creating Invisible Sword, was not only to get back at the department, but she wanted Alex to be right by her side so that she can see him die. She literally planned this whole thing to murder a 17-year-old. It is bonkers to me. Like, the limits that people will go. But even when she called, and this is why I'm like, realistically, I feel like I couldn't get got, because once she's like, oh, this is pain medication or whatever. Who is giving you pain medicine? Well, first of all, you tracked this lady down. You tracked her down by going to a boat that they later blew up that held the doctor that was creating something that could cause mass destruction. So you already knew that. And then you decide to join Scorpia, but then she's like, oh, let me give you this inhalant to help with your pain that has labels on it that look like Scorpia labels, meaning it was made in house, and you still decide to inhale it and not even question it. I mean, initially he was like, oh, I don't know. She's like, oh no, it'll help with your pain. Do you want to be hurting or whatever? I still would have been like, no lady, keep your inhalant. I will figure it out. Like, she would have to force me to inhale that stuff. So just the fact that he's just like, oh, okay. And then it didn't click to him until, which was very frustrating for me. And I know we're jumping around a little bit, but that's okay. It was very frustrating for me when we get to the end, or not the end, but towards the end, where he's finally bought back into the department and they need him to help or whatever. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, all these people have already been killed. And he's like, no, I didn't know that. What are you talking about? It just felt like it took forever for them to be like, hey, this is how she's out here killing folks. And so we don't see it literally until he's about to go. He's already agreed to go and meet up with her at the, or call her as a escape route to be taken to her where she is in, where is she, Bath? Or, you know, I'm American, so I want to say Bath, but it's not the way you say it. But anyway, and so we see him finally see the prototypes of what it is that she's been unleashing onto innocent people. And then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm literally walking into my death trap, which is just like wild. But anyway, so, you know, of course he didn't die. Of course he was able to pretty much save all those people, which that was a long 3 minutes. Cause I think they said it would take like 3 minutes before you would essentially die or something like that. I was like, this is some long, just watching him trying to get up them steps and get to the machine to disable it. I was just like, oh my gosh, I would have been a goner by now, because there's just no way. There is no way. But yeah. And so then the other thing, we did get to see, like, this was very like focused and siloed in on this particular story, because this is the last season, like season three, the final season. We're not getting any more. And so it felt very purposeful this season. Like, this, we need to wrap this all up. We need to say, like, what is the real deal with his father? There are all these things that Alex still doesn't know. Like, it felt very focused on that. And there wasn't a lot of like background noise. And so I've, in it, you do see them kind of like playing up that, you know, Alex and Kyra are going to end up together. And they kind of been playing at that a little bit since they first met. But it also was a little bit irritating to watch as well, because it was just like some of the decisions that Kyra was making where she's like, no, we're going to do this. Even what's the boy's name? Tom. Like, I'm sorry, they were getting on my nerves a little bit where I was just like, y'all need some backup, because y'all are not trained for field work. Especially when they were told to like leave and don't go back to London and don't come back and like don't meddle, all this stuff. And then they don't leave. And then they decide to ride up on a scooter to like the secret hideout of this super dangerous group. It was just like, y'all are not incognito. Like I could see you coming a mile away if I was standing and patrolling that area. Like, y'all aren't being as secretive as you think you are. But I thought that was funny. But so we do see them kind of like speed that along. And finally towards the end, which I'm glad it was towards the end, so we didn't have to see a lot of it in this season, because then I think I would have been even more frustrated, because I'm just like, we don't have time for this. But we do finally see towards the end, like them kiss and then, you know, get to be in a relationship or whatever. And then Tom, I was like trying to remember, because I feel like we had a little, some of those flashback moments when at the end, after Alex pretty much saved the world and was able to shoot the bullet into like the holes on the back of the machine or whatever. And they had like those flashback moments where you got to see literally moments all the way back from season one. That's when I was like, oh my gosh. Y'all look, it's been a long time. Like, they looked so young in some of those flashbacks, but just like, oh yeah, because like, y'all know I love the friendships and things like that. And so I think that the one thing that I would say that came out of this as a whole is like friendship, because Alex doesn't have, technically speaking, he doesn't have any family, because like his uncle's dead, his parents are dead, and so he just has, oh my gosh, what's her name, Jack. He just has Jack, who's kind of like his what do you call them, guardian. And then he has his friends, and so you really see, like, even though like he has all these people who aren't biologically his family, they are still his family and they are his friends, and you see them rallying around him a lot and wanting to make sure he's safe and alive and all that stuff, and going to great lengths to save him, even if it means that they could potentially die. Like, literally, Tom and or Kyra should have not made it, but they did, neither here nor there. So the other thing that I think that they were really trying to push is like kind of wrapping up the story of like who is Alex dead? Like, what did he really stand for? And so we kind of find out after being lied to, which I thought was pretty obvious that Mrs. Rothman was lying, because I even wrote in my notes at moments where I was like, this just seems very manipulative. Like, the way that she would speak to Alex to get him to do things. Let me see if I can find, because there was one. Oh. Miss Jones gave the, oh yeah, because she's like feeding him little bits and pieces about the department to like kind of turn him on them, which it felt like force feeding to me watching it, where I was like, in the back of my head, I'm like, I don't know, some of this is not adding up. So first she shows him the video of the bridge and like his father dying. So I'm like, okay, is there audio? Like, at this point, I've watched enough things to not trust everything I see on a TV show. And so I'm like, okay, is there audio? How do we know that was the department who killed him or whatever? Then she comes back, then we see that Alex like breaks into her office and into her desk, because he saw her put the papers there earlier, which was very deliberate. And he breaks into there and he's able to find even more video that shows that Mrs. Jones is the one who ordered the hit or made the call to kill his father. And so there I was like, okay, this is just seeming very, 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 very manipulative. Like, I literally wrote, Mrs. Jones gave the order to kill his father. ... All seems very manipulative. But yeah, I was just like, girl. But anyway, you know, these are kids, so they're going to do whatever they want to do. They're going to believe what they think adults are telling them for the most part. And so then it's like, she's like, okay, you need to kill Mrs. Jones because it's all her fault. And so, of course, he goes there. And of course, Alex can't do it because he's not that type of person. And the whole time, even the way that Alan, what's his name, Blunt, is acting once he gets around, oh my gosh, Alex, and the way Miss Jones is acting, it's just like, okay, y'all are giving real shady. And so then when we finally get to the point where Blunt takes him back to the bridge and tells him the whole truth, I'm like, my gosh, y'all should have just told him this from the beginning. we could have avoided so much of this. I still do not really understand why they couldn't just tell him all of those things and why they had to leave it buried. But anyway, so essentially his father was working for the department, and he infiltrated Scorpia as an undercover agent and clearly got very, very close to Mrs. Rothman. And her whole point of doing all of this is because she felt super burnt because she let him get that close to him and like told him information that she probably wouldn't have told anyone else. And he took that information back to the department, and they were able to use a lot of it to pretty much cripple Scorpia. But then Mr. Rothman, she got away and she was able to like rebuild it up with this whole mission to not only take out the department, but to also murder a 17-year-old child. Literally, at the end of the day, that is what her whole plan was. So he learns all of that, and then he finds out that his father, so like the whole story that he got into this huge fight and went to jail and got stripped of all of his medals and was dishonorably discharged, was all a lie set up by the department. And so after all this wrapped up, there, Miss Jones like, yeah, we're gonna, or was it Blunt? I think it was Miss Jones. She's like, yeah, because she gave him his medals. And I was like, yeah, we're gonna like set everything right, and he's gonna have his medals, and like he's gonna be a hero because he is, and all that other stuff. But either way, again, I don't understand why they couldn't tell him all of this in the beginning, like why it had to be this big secret or whatever. But we do find out that his father did indeed die in the airplane with his mom, and that it was a deliberate attack. Mrs. Rothman blew up their airplane because she's a freaking psycho. Like, this is top tier psycho behavior. Like, top tier psycho behavior. And so we learn all of that. And then in the midst of all this, like, we see Yesen and Alex get closer, because we also see a flashback of when Alex's father essentially saved Yesen's life. And so he has this great debt towards him, or feels this great debt of gratitude towards him. And so we do see moments where he saves Alex, literally, even at the end, like, literally kills Nate when he tried to snipe him out. And then we also see him, like, go up against Mrs. Rothman when they're about to set off like the final plan to release Invisible Sword. And he's like, no, I'm not doing this. Like, he's like you're freaking crazy. You did all this because selfish reasons. Like, that's not the way to run this. It's not a business, it's not a corporation, but that's not the way to run this. Essentially, he walks out. I'm surprised they let him just walk out like that, but he walks out. So that's pretty much, like, in a nutshell, the season. This is going to be a short episode, but that's okay. That's a nutshell, like, the season. I did want to talk about Kellner, because she worked my everlasting nerve. Like, this was a new character we had never met before. At first, and granted, because I watched this in two sittings. So I watched, like, the first two episodes, and then I lived life, and then I came back. Like, this literally dropped last week. So this is the timing that I would usually release an episode after a show ends. So, like, we're not late. And it was only 8 episodes, which I didn't mention at the start of this. But lived life, and I was like, okay, we'll come back to this. And so then I watched the last six episodes, like, in one sitting. And so sometimes when you take a break, it's kind of like, oh, I need to go back through my notes. But I don't think that I ever took note of like what her position was. At first I was like, wait, is this the PM? Like, who is she? And then I was like, okay, wait, no, she works with Parliament. So I still don't know like what her actual role is, but it sounds like she works directly with the PM and is kind of like the liaison between them and the department and all that stuff. And she was just very frustrating because she was the one who moved a lot of this forward in a way that it didn't need to be moved if she would have just listened to Blunt or to Mrs. Jones or even a Smithers. Like, literally got the agent that we met for 2.5 seconds, got her blown up, got a whole young soccer team or football team, because, you know, we're overseas, got a whole football team killed because she wanted to be stubborn. And then in the end, tried to prevent them from saving even more people from being killed by being like, oh, we're shutting this down and snatching up Alex and being like, you all can no longer work on this. Like, she was just another psycho. I was just like, what is going on here? I don't, a random weird character that was just like, okay, girl, like there to cause chaos, but then also like, if this was in the final season, I would be like, don't bring her back. But essentially at the end, Blunt's like, here's your resignation letter. You need to resign because you're a psycho. So she worked my nerves this entire season. Every time she came on the screen, I was like, oh my gosh, girl, what are you talking about? But anyway, and then what else? We saw Jack for the most part via the phone until all the kids got back into London. Then we got to see her a little bit more in action. So that was like different because in the first two seasons, we did see a lot of her. Whereas in this season, she was kind of in the back seat. So that was interesting. Same with Smithers. I feel like we saw a lot of him, but I don't know. I feel like we've seen even more of him before, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not thinking of him. I don't know. what else did I want to talk about? I talked about all the kids. I talked about all the adults. In the end, Mrs. Jones was like, I'm not about this life anymore. Pretty much the point, like, here's my resignation letter. I'm leaving. And he's like, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. And so essentially he ends up stepping down and resigning, and Mrs. Jones ends up taking his position. So she is now the new head of the department. And so when we have that whole scene where she gives Alex his father's medals, and she's essentially like, you know, after university, the door is always open. You can always come. There's always a spot here for you. Which to me was like, are y'all trying to just leave the door open in the event that you may want to come back in the future? But I don't know. I don't think they're coming back. Because this is on Freevee, which is through Amazon. And I'm not sure, because I feel like a lot of these, there's just too many streaming services, I'm being completely honest. But I feel like some of these like smaller ones are either being like absorbed or like bought into a different, or like just dismantled altogether. And I feel like I heard something that Freevee was like going away or something like that. And so I think it would have to be that a different streaming service or network or whatever would have to pick it up. And I just don't see that happening based on just what the service that I was on. Also, I feel like I just saw something where it was like Hulu was now on Disney Plus. Okay, that's fine. I know this is completely off subject, but I just thought about this and now I'm getting mad all over again. That's fine and dandy or whatever, but what about the prices? Does that mean that I only need one of them now? And if I only get one of them, does that mean I have access to all the Disney Plus and Hulu shows? Because these streaming platforms, there's too many of them. They're all, everyone keeps raising their prices. And at this point, I'm like, we're going to start canceling some things because this is getting out, like it's getting out of hand so bad. But anyway, but that's all. I think that's all I have. I'm like going back through my notes. The one thing though, because they don't talk about if they ever remove the nanoparticles, which I don't know that. I think you have to have open heart surgery in order for them to even try to attempt to remove it, which is like, how do you even do that? So is that just laying dormant in all these people's bodies, and at any moment some psycho could come and create a frequency that could set it off and kill these people? That is wild. I was like, you need to get this out of my body. And then the cover-up story was like, there was like a explosion or a crash or something like that, and chemicals were released that caused all these people to have breathing issues. I was like, y'all better come up with a cover-up story that quick that doesn't even make sense. But yeah. Let me see. I'm just going through my notes because I want to make sure that I talked about everything that I want to talk about. I think so. Yeah. I think that's it. So yeah, final season, 3 seasons. At least they got a wrap up, even though it came 2 years later. We got the wrap up. We got to close that book on that story. And yeah, I want to know what you all thought about this final season of Alex Rider. Let me know all the things, and I will talk to you all in the next episode. That's the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking through it to the end. Be sure to follow me on all the social media platforms at Currently Binging on Instagram and at Current Binge on Twitter. Also, hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and I'll talk to you in the next one.